Perek Beis, Mishnah Yod. In the previous Mishnah, the Tana discussed terms of Naziris, which overlap. A big consideration was that for the shaving of the hair by the concluding ritual of Naziris, a person must have his hair that has grown for 30 days. Hareini Nazir L'Kishiyei L'Ben B'Nazir Me'ayom. If a person says that I will be a Nazir when I have a son, and I will be a Nazir for 100 days, No Lo Ben Ad Shivim Lo Hifsud Klum. If he began to count his own Naziris and a son was born to him, before he finished completing his term of Naziris, he interrupts his Naziris and observes the next 30 days for his son's Naziris. He concludes that term of Naziris with a concluding ritual, which involves shaving his hair and bringing karbanas, and then he returns to his own Naziris. Since his term of Naziris was interrupted before he had kept 70 days, there remain at least 30 days to his Naziris, and therefore he will not cut his hair for 30 days, and when it's time to shave his hair by the concluding ritual, the hair will have grown for 30 days. Therefore, he does not need to add any additional days to his Naziris in order to have the concluding ritual, as the Bar Tanur explains. We acher shivim, but let's say he kept 80 days, and now he has only 20 days left to his Naziris term, and then he had a child. So sir ad shivim, shein taglachas pachos mishloshim yom. Even though he already kept 80 days and he has only 20 days left of Naziris, he still has to keep 30 days of Naziris. The reason for this is that in order to have the concluding ritual, a person must have hair that has grown for 30 days, and therefore he would have to keep 30 days after he had already kept 80 days in order that he has hair that has grown for 30 days by the concluding ritual. Thank you for listening. Have a fabulous day.